Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brigham Hoig, and she is the Cass County Wellness Director, and she also is the head manager of Produce in the Park, and that's where we're headed today. So good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, when people hear Produce in the Park, hopefully they think June through September, but lots of other people are now thinking beyond that time, and so they need to start thinking about it right now for February.
Yeah, yes.
So the special market preceding Valentine's Day, tell us, give us some dates, you know, about ordering and how that's all going to work.
You bet. Okay, so we are doing a sweetheart market for the first time, and it's going to be pre-order only, drive-through pickup. But it's pickup on Saturday, February 13th. So that's just perfect. If you're going to celebrate on the 14th, it's great. If you're going to celebrate on Saturday night, you can also pick up fresh baked goods or other things we've got available. Now, the pre-order window is going to be February 4th through February 11th. That's a Thursday to Thursday. Then our vendors have one day to get everything ready for market, and then you pick it up on February 13th.
Okay, so, you know, we're talking about this right now, so you can't start ordering yet, but think you can start planning, and 10 days ahead of Valentine's Day, on February 4th, you can start ordering. But you could still take a look right now as to what kind of is going to be available.
Yes, so on our website, we are listing the vendors that we've got signed up and the products that they're going to have available. The shopping cart is not open yet, so you can't see that stuff, but you can see lists of what they're planning to sell.
So give us that list of vendors.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got Erickson Foods or Jenny's Jellies, the Kringle Man from the Danish Pastries in Elkhorn, Harrisdale Farmstead, I'm going to have some produce, Brunco Farm with local meats, baked goods, and more. Rolling Acres Farm is probably going to sell some gift certificates, so you could, you know, a Valentine for the plant lover in your house who might want to buy some bedded plants in a couple months. Smudge, candles and soaps and more out of Audubon. Creations by Becky and Allie. This is a mom-daughter team, and they're doing cookie bouquets, Valentine's Day tea towels, and more. The Pet Bistro, that's cat and dog food, because you know your cat and dog need a Valentine.
You bet.
And Miss Ninny's Fine Desserts is going to do pies for us, and we've also got Sweet Sisters Vegan doing vegan hypoallergenic lip balms and soaps.
Nice variety, food, non-food,
yeah.
But I didn't hear you mention anything about the crafts, because that would be, you know, maybe there's somebody that needs a gift that a crafter could make and sell here.
Yes, okay, so that's a good point, LaVon. We are still accepting vendors for this market. So if you're interested in being a vendor, you can call me at 712-249-5870. Or contact Produce in the Park through our email or Facebook page. But yes, I would definitely welcome more vendors. So we've got some candles and some soaps, like I said, some lip balm. But yes, we could definitely handle more craft vendors. That'd be great.
So, and I'm thinking, now this would be a food, but I know in the past at some of our craft shows, there have been some people who made delicious candy. And what an opportunity for Valentine's Day,
yes,
of course. But maybe there's some gift. I'm thinking, Brigham, you know, we're still into winter. Maybe some knitted scarves or mittens or some of those kinds of things. So there's lots of opportunity. And, Brigham, I think there's a lot of advantage for the vendors here that don't want to commit to a whole summer kind of market. They could just do this once. So what do the vendors have to do? What are some of the criteria and what's the cost?
Right. So it's actually $25 a vendor, and we do say that we'll refund that if you don't make any sales, because we do want folks to take a chance on us. And then the vendors need to either have a way to buy their items online, and we actually have a website that we can help them use if they need a website, or they need to be able to list their products online with a phone number and a way to pay in another format. Maybe they mail a check or whatnot. because this is pre-order only.
Yeah, so people can, because I know sometimes you talk about, well, we're going to do all this online, and buyers say, well, that lets me out. But orders can be made, at least with some vendors, on the phone.
Yes, yes, that is possible. So when you go to our website, you're going to see the vendors and their product listing, and then you're going to immediately see their phone number. And I've got that listed there because if you are not comfortable using a credit card over the internet, I do want you to give the vendors a call. Now, this is not a promise that every vendor will accept cash or check payment instead, but we are just trying to make sure that customers feel they have a way to talk about that option.
Another thing for a vendor, I'm thinking if I, let's just say, I'm not going to do this, but let's just say I wanted to make bread and I don't want to bring 30 loaves of bread and they're not sold.
Right.
But I don't have to do that, right?
No, and actually that is one of the best things about this pre-order market, and that's what I wish folks supporting these markets also understand. It's so, so good for those baked good vendors when they have only pre-orders, because then they only bake exactly as much as they're going to sell. So it really helps our vendors plan. It helps make sure that, you know, they aren't honestly washing produce that they're trying to keep in storage, you know, at a time when they would need to not wash it. They want to keep it longer. So it really helps all of our vendors a lot. Yes.
And as I recall, when I've ordered something, also as a buyer, I can see that so-and-so has 10 of something, and or they may be all sold out. So I will know that when I look at the page at Produce in the Park, Atlantic, Iowa. I can see that. So,
Right.
So there's so many advantages here. It all started, of course, to keep people safe and still carrying on to keep people safe. But there's so many other advantages to this order ahead and drive up and pick it up. And where, you know, we haven't talked about where that's at.
Yeah. So we've been working with the Cass County Community Center, and that has worked just great. So it's going to be drive up. If you've been there, they kind of have like a little drive up spot right there in front, and that's where we're going to be. 12 to 3 on February 13th, and you just come in that window anytime that works for you. If you've placed a pre-order, drive up, give us your name, and we'll run your order out to your car.
Okay. So, of course, vendors will have delivered all of this to the community center before that time, but between 12 and 3, the buyers can stop by. Just it's quick, it's easy. You don't have to get out of your vehicle. I mean, what better service than that could you get? And get yummy home baked goods and homemade items and just it's you can tell I'm pretty excited. I'm hoping that most of the other people who have done this and are doing it again, they find out that it's a really fun thing to do too.
Yes. No, I think people have really enjoyed it. Honestly, we decided to do Sweetheart Market because people said they love having the Christmas pop-up market. You know, hey, there's not much going on because of COVID. This is a great way to support local vendors and have just a little bit more festivities at home. I mean, I've already got my Valentine's decorations up, so yeah, I'm ready to celebrate with this market.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to plan for. And the timing is so great. Yeah. Interesting that Valentine's Day is on Sunday. That kind of changes, I think, how you might do things. As you mentioned, the Saturday night celebration. And that reminds me, isn't there a vendor who has a date night dinner kind of thing? The ingredients for it?
Yes. Okay, so Brunco Farm is working on a couple of different options right now. But yes, some date night dinners that you make at home. And then we might even have a few more recipes, like a breakfast recipe for the next morning or something.
Okay. So you stop by, pick it up, and go home and enjoy that home-cooked meal. Not quite like going out, but you're getting these locally grown yummy foods, and you could get the cookies to go with it or the pie to go with it or whatever you want to eat. And so great time to be thinking about what it is you want to do. So let's review again. If somebody is interested in being a vendor, they need to contact you.
Yes, they They should contact Produce in the Park. So you can send us an email. That's produceintheparkatlanticiowa@gmail.com, all spelled out. Or they can call me, 712-249-5870. Or, you know, email us, find our website, send us a note on Facebook. Anything like that's fine.
Okay, and folks, you need to do that by this Wednesday, the 20th. So think about it right now and get that done. And then if you want to shop for something, if you want to buy something, you can start looking at the website. But pickup time is when?
February 13th, and that's 12 to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center.
Okay, and you can start ordering the 4th. Just that's easy to remember, 10 days from Valentine's Day. You can start ordering on the 4th, and I encourage you to do that. So it's exciting. You know, maybe there will be another one for Easter. Who knows how this all will go. But
be
sure, if nothing else, go to the website produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com and check it all out. Thanks so much, Brigham Hoig, for visiting with us.
Yes, thank you.
Until next time, here's the thought. Be someone's sunshine when their skies are gray.